AM 1420 WASR Wolfboro, W246 DI Wolfboro at 97.1 FM. Local, community, radio.
And now, live from WASR Socially Distanced Studios, the best sports show on this station at this time. It's Mike and the Haas on WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop in downtown Wolfboro, Kingswood Sports, New Hampshire Sports, and National Sports. So here they are, Mike Denae and Charlie Hossick.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Mike and the Haas on WASR Radio, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. I'm Mike Denae, and alongside Charlie Hossack, we are Mike and the Haas. Charlie, how are you doing today?
Fantastic. What a day. So first day of summer school for me.
Yep.
So I got a little teaching under my belt this morning, which was good. Kids are excited to be there. I was probably even more excited to be there.
Kids were excited to be there.
Yeah, which is good. Great. I mean, you gotta keep it positive.
I know that.
I'm just letting our listeners know. But anybody that comes to summer school, hey, it is summer, but we can still learn, we can still improve, and we can certainly have fun.
4-week program?
It's a 5-week program. Five week, and they've extended it this year. It's a little bit longer, so you go from 8 to 1, 4 days a week. It used to be just 3 days a week. But you know what? Breakfast is included, lunch is included, and we're having a good time.
That's awesome.
Believe it or not, I have nothing to say. I did not visit the Yum Yum Shop this weekend, but I did see some of their wonderful...
Because you didn't want to stand in line, because there was a lot of lines at the Yum Yum Shop this weekend.
I did see some of their wonderful tweets, and obviously it rained this weekend, but they put some covers out for people to be able to sit and enjoy some treats at the Yum Yum Shop.
It was a rainy weekend.
It was.
It was a rainy 4th of July.
Yeah, it was. It poured, and it was cool.
Yep.
Cool in the sense of temperature-wise cool.
We made it into town on Sunday. I think it was Sunday. We brought Will lunch at the bubble,
sure.
And we walked around a little bit. It was busy,
yeah,
because the rain went away for a couple hours in the afternoon. It's like everybody left their houses and cottages and hotel rooms or wherever they were staying, and they all came downtown.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. I enjoyed it. Yesterday was nice. Did you go to the fireworks?
So I didn't make it. You know, it was one of those. I had to get up early, so I actually went to bed early because of summer school. But I do want to throw a shout out and a thank to Nate Druin. Nate Druin helped finance these fireworks, and Nate was a former student of mine at Brewster Academy. So thank you, Nate, for serving your local community and for the people of Wolfboro and the surrounding towns that came to see these wonderful fireworks.
And I think if you were to poll people,
they're
saying that those were the greatest fireworks in the history of Wolfboro.
Yes, and that's what most people were saying. Yeah. And the cool thing is they shot them from a barge on Wolfboro Bay.
Yes, I was out there.
Which is, you were out there with the boat?
I did. I went out with the boat with Emma and Brendan and obviously Carla.
Nice.
And that was our second time, I think, doing the fireworks from the boat because last year we didn't have them.
Right.
It was neat. We were kind of parked out near Brewster Beach, away from there. There's so many boats out there.
Yeah, it is.
So
it's
many
crazy.
Boats and,
it's almost like amateur hour out there.
We went out kind of early. It was about 7 o'clock, and it was pretty quiet. But we went by the barge to see what they had going
check it
on,
out, yeah.
And that was a pretty big operation they had. And at last, it was like a half hour of fireworks.
That's really awesome.
Yeah,
because typically they shoot them down at Brewster Field. You know, all the years, especially when we lived there. We'd get down close to kind of see them, which was cool. But what a great idea. Shoot them right from the water.
Yep.
And I think people really enjoyed
them.
Good.
The echoing, and I don't know if they echo as much from when they did it from the dock or Brewster Field where they were doing them before.
Yeah.
But the echoing on the water
was awesome.
It was really kind of cool.
That's
it sounded
cool.
Like a subway coming through. That's what I told Carla.
Yeah.
It was like there's a subway coming.
That's awesome. Now, speaking of boats, where did you take your boat out? Where do you put it in and out? Various locations.
I'm docked in at Back Bay.
Oh, you have a slip there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I haven't brought you out on the boat yet.
Yes, that's true. I've never set foot on the boat. Yeah. When did you get? Well, before we jump into this, when did you get this? Is this new this year, or have you always had that? I thought you were trailering it in and out.
No.
Okay.
The deal was, we're not going to talk about me too much here, but we had a boat a long time ago.
Yeah, I knew that.
Kids got to, you know, it just didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So we got rid of the boat, and then Sam wanted one. He was, I said, you find one, because I hate boat shopping. Boat shopping is miserable. And so he found one, and I said, okay, next thing is we got to get a slip. I'm not buying one without a slip because I don't want to trailer it back and forth. Every time I put that on the trailer, some people are great at it. You know, one of our friends of our show, Brian Davidson, he pulls it in and out all the time.
Yeah.
And he has a slip, too. I hate it.
I was going to say, it seems like a lot of work, and you got a lot of waiting and all that, too.
You watch, like, epic fails on Facebook and those videos, and I always end up on boat fails.
I was going to say, your new truck would end up in the lake.
It's like watching a shark movie for me. I just don't want to go in the water because of sharks. Well, I don't want to trailer my boat because of the boat fails that I watch on videos.
Well, now that I know that it's in Back Bay, even though I probably will never get on the boat, maybe I'll just go sit on the boat.
You might be able to.
I could probably.
If you had ever seen it,
I have seen your boat. I saw your boat in the garage.
Okay.
So I think I could pick it out. They wouldn't kick me off a boat if I were sitting on it.
Are we done talking about my boat?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Mike and the Haas is powered by the MM Shop, located in the heart of downtown Wolfboro, and can be found on WASR 97.1 FM and 1420 AM, and all over the world on WASR.net. The Yum Yum Shop has over 100 varieties of fresh baked goods, including 6 different types of bread and a full-service ice cream bar, and of course, their most famous item, the gingerbread cookie. Make sure to visit the Yum Yum Shop the next time you are in Wolfboro or online at yumyumshop.com. And while you're there, enter the discount code of Mike and the Haas or WASR to receive $5 off a Gingy Box. You can always join our conversation, 569 Lake, 569-5253. We should mention, next week we'll be back to Monday and Thursday.
Yes.
That's where our plan is. Today, because of the holiday yesterday, that's why we're here. So we probably surprised a few people.
Yep, surprise. Here we are.
They were listening to WASR and some cool music, and then we came on.
And here
hopefully,
we are.
Hopefully not ruining their afternoon.
Hopefully they'll kind of stick with us.
Maybe.
I keep forgetting that it's not Monday. To me, it's like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday.
It feels like Monday.
It's a Tuesday. Eric, did you have a nice day off with your 4th of July?
I did, actually.
That's good. Did you do anything fun? Did you firework it up anywhere or
cookouts
or anything?
It was pretty quiet.
Nice. Quiet's good.
It was quiet.
That's awesome. We of course later on have Eric's Wonders, which is pretty awesome.
We do, and when I was messing around with the show yesterday, I could not remember what his wonder was. But I'm glad you came through. And
one of us has to remember, and it's typically you that remembers it. But
we have Eric's Wonders, and then we got a kind of a smorgasbord of sports to talk about.
We do, you know, because last week we forgot cool facts,
which bothered me that we forgot that.
Yeah, I know.
I'll own that one. I kind of blew right through it.
We were doing other stuff. But it's going to be a week, I guess, of double cool facts, because we'll do some cool facts today, and then why don't we do some more on Thursday?
Why not?
I love some cool
facts.
We
don't have any rules.
I've got on Thursday, I got a little story to tell.
Really?
So I can kind of tie it into cool facts.
You want to wait till Thursday for that one?
I do, because we've got a lot to talk about today.
Before we get into opening takes, we'll get to a little shout out to the 12U district team. They're kicking it.
Yeah, so they're 2-0 in state tournament play. So I know the first one they beat Newport,
and then they had a win against Berlin in the second one,
which is awesome.
Yep,
they're going to play Guilford on Wednesday
tomorrow. Yeah,
yeah. So that is tomorrow. So tomorrow they got Guilford.
They have a chance.
Yeah, we've got some good baseball here in the Lakes region.
Nate had texted me, and we both talked to Brian Swinnerton, but Nate Kloos texted me, let me know what was going on. And so I asked him for some specifics. He says it was just an all-around effort. That's what he told me. No, nothing specific,
that's
just
good.
An all-around effort. Greg Eldridge is my accountant. I was talking to him this morning, and he has got a grandson playing it. And he says they have the two best pitchers in the tournament. That's what he feels. They have the two best pitchers. And, you know, when you have the two best pitchers.
Yeah, you can go deep.
You got a good chance. So,
which is great.
I have to make a trip to Epping to catch the game tomorrow.
Yeah. I wonder what time is it?
We'll find out.
We'll get all that info. And then we've got some baseball. We're going to a baseball game tonight.
Are you going? I didn't know if you had anything going on tonight. Are you going?
I'm good. It's Tuesday night.
Okay.
So I'll be at the game. So it's Senior Babe Ruth tonight. And
we haven't played in a while.
I know. They've only played 2 games.
Other teams in our league has played over 8 games.
That's
we've
crazy.
Played 2
because
of rainouts and weather. Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't raining, it was too hot out for some teams to come up here. And
which is crazy.
So we're playing Exeter tonight.
So Exeter. Okay. So Exeter is traveling up here to play.
Yep. Exeter is always a fun team. Their coach does a nice job. Very positive. It's just an enjoyable experience, you know, when you're playing Exeter. Hopefully it continues.
Yeah. Very good.
But the boys are going to be rusty.
Yeah, it's been a while.
2 weeks since they played baseball.
I mean, I know my kid has been playing a whole lot more soccer than he has baseball, just because, you know, they've been going to practice and stuff. Yeah. So yeah, it'll be interesting.
All right, do you want to go first? Or you want me to go?
No, you can go first. I like yours. Yeah.
Mine's gonna be kind of. I'll keep mine short because I know you're pretty amped up for yours.
I'm not, you know,
I don't know if you saw this over the weekend.
I did. Yeah.
The LeBron thing.
Yeah.
So tell people about it. So we've been hard on LeBron that he makes everything about himself, and, you know, even though he has not done anything that would qualify him as a bad guy,
right?
It's just he's hard to root for. He's just hard to root for. I don't know how else to say it. And we've been on him for his son Bronny plays in AAU, and you know, LeBron goes out there and coaches him during warm-ups or does the layup drill during warm-ups right. and just, you know, real obnoxious stuff. Well, he's playing in a tournament in his hometown of Akron in a gym that LeBron also had played in when he was growing up.
Right.
Place is packed. Some tournament, you know, it was an AAU tournament. We talked about AAU. And so there's a controversial foul at the end of the game, towards the end of the game. And it was Bronny got the call. So Bronny was going up to the basket. Somebody fouled him. And the announcer said that the reason why he got on the PA.
Yeah.
So the reason why he got the call was because this is LeBron's gym and, you know, made some comment like that. It's not word for word, but made a comment insinuating that.
He only got the call because he's LeBron James's son.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So LeBron starts from across the court, starts yelling at the announcer. And you can see they're jawing back and forth at this. And finally, LeBron had enough. Now, this is in the middle of the game.
Right.
And walked across the court to the announcer's table and, you know, gave him his peace of mind as far as what he thought about that.
Right.
Everybody sit down because I'm siding with LeBron James on this one.
Wow.
I am. And that's probably one of the first times. It's really hard. You and I have spent some time talking about this, being coaches' kids, being general managers' kids, being the son of or daughter of a superstar like a LeBron James
sure.
or a Dwayne Wade. And, you know, we've seen him come through Brewster here.
That's right.
The pressure that LeBron James' son has on him must be extraordinary.
Yeah, it's immense.
It must be absolutely extraordinary. And in a game where Bronny's playing, it comes down to the end. He gets fouled, and then an adult, mind you, an adult, and we always seem to pin it on the adults, which I'm okay with, decides to belittle Bronny and saying that the only reason he got that call was because of his father. That's a pretty big chip on his shoulder as it is.
Right.
And for that to happen, I don't blame LeBron James one little bit on what he did. Now, rocking across the court, you know, but for being upset the way he was and standing up for his kid, that was completely inappropriate. I don't think that guy should ever announce a game.
I agree.
I really don't.
I totally support you in this.
Now, you and I, we can make that comment.
Yeah.
In the venue that we have here. Because our job is to comment and give our opinions on stuff. When you're an announcer, and we've done football games before.
Yeah.
When you're an announcer, you're supposed to be giving factual stuff and then an opinion on the play, the scheme, the throw, the catch, or whatever. You know, maybe you should have caught that, something like that. You don't call out somebody's father.
No, not at all.
That's absolutely crazy. So shame on that announcer. I applaud LeBron for sticking up for his kid because I think our kids don't understand, and 99.9% of the people out there don't understand the pressure that LeBron James' kid is probably under.
Exactly.
And everybody thinks, oh, he's got it easy. He's got teams made for him and everything like that. He's LeBron James' son.
Yeah.
Arguably one of the top two best basketball players ever.
Right.
And I don't think he's that kind of a player. You know, I really don't. I don't think he's that kind of a player. I mean, what I read about him is he might be a Division I player, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. So,
right.
I mean, we saw Michael Jordan's son. I don't even think he really tried.
No, I don't think so. You know, how do you, I mean, it's great that Bronny's playing, but imagine being in that shadow of one of the greatest
athletes. Well, in town, Dwayne Wade's kid's in town here.
Yeah.
Playing at Brewster.
That's true. I mean, if Joey Chestnut has children, my goodness. But
here we go. Why don't you go with that?
All right. So you, I'm sure, saw this. I look forward to this every year. Joey Chestnut broke his own world record to win his 14th, I repeat, 14th Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. This is a tradition for the 4th of July. They had it last year, but no fans were allowed. He consumed 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Well, 76 hot dogs and buns.
Yes, 76 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes, breaking his record of 75 hot dogs and buns from the previous year. So he commented, it just felt good. He said, when he was talking to ESPN,
later.
He said, even if I was uncomfortable, having everybody cheer me and push me, it made me feel good. I don't think you understand, Mike, Joey Chestnut. He's got world records for obviously not only his hot dog eating, He has records for hard-boiled eggs.
Wait. Let me interrupt you for a second. I understand Joey Chestnut.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I appreciate him the way you do.
Okay.
But let me just give you an overview. I understand this.
He holds, these are world records, okay, for hard-boiled eggs, glazed donuts, pulled pork sandwiches, Taco Bell soft-shell beef tacos, chicken wings, Crystal's hamburgers, shrimp wontons, mutton sandwiches, yum yum, Twinkies, chicken wings, Big Macs, tamales, grilled cheese sandwiches, pastrami sandwiches, ice cream sandwiches, Hostess donuts, pierogies, and then pepperoni rolls, sausage and cheese. This guy is a professional eater.
Okay. This is what he does. I'm bummed that we have to take a break right now because I want to unpack this.
Let's come back. I have more to this.
All right. Okay. Mike and the Hoss. Mike from Mike and the Hoss. COVID got you looking a little sloppy. Need a little trim. Need a little haircut. Why don't you look for a new family stylist? We recommend Water's Edge Salon in beautiful Back Bay. Owner Sarah Morgan has been a hairstylist in our community for 15 years. Sarah is accompanied by Paige Moore, another experienced stylist. Water's Edge is open Monday through Saturday. Call Sarah and Company at Water's Edge Salon at 515-1070.
Or get the number at watersedgesalonnh.com.
Mike and the Hoss is sponsored by Duran Independent Insurance. If you're in the market for your health, life, or long-term care insurance, start with Paul Duran at Duran Independent Insurance. Paul and his team can answer any of your insurance questions with an independent voice. They can help you shop for the best rates available in New Hampshire and are your trusted time saver. So for any of your life, health, or long-term care insurance, start with Duran Independent Insurance. You can reach them at 603-569-6464 or duranindependentinsurance.com. Duran is independent and works for you. Hey, this is Mike and Charlie from Mike and the Hoss. If you're looking for a great night out, try the Full Belly Bar and Grill at Kingswood Country Club. The Bar and Grill is a delicious Friday night prime rib for $20, plus additional food and drink specials every night.
Hey, Mike, don't forget about the Full Belly Deli on Mill Street in downtown Wolfboro for some of the tastiest subs in town. You have to try the Full Belly Deli. Both restaurants offer delivery and takeout. You can reach the Full Belly Deli at 603-569-1955.
And you can reach the Bar and Grill at 603-569-9869. And check out the 2021 Summer Concert Series on the Full Belly Bar and Grill Facebook page.
Going on a trip? Start your travels with less stress.
JCN Shuttle offers transportation to and from all local and regional airports, concert venues, sporting events, and will even take you to the casino.
Need to get your car to Florida? JCN Shuttle features long-haul vehicle transport to anywhere in the continental United States.
JCN Shuttle is locally owned and operated and fully insured.
They are currently offering a 10% discount off the purchase of any gift certificate.
Give JCN Shuttle a call at 603-515-1894 or visit jcnshuttle.com.
JCN Shuttle will take you anywhere at any time.
Let them do the driving so you don't have to. Welcome back to Mike and the Hoss and WASR. We want to mention at the Full Belly Bar and Grill on July 9th, Super Nothing.
Wow.
Super Nothing.
That's going to be awesome.
I think so. Yeah. That's our outside patio. They go from 7 to 10.
Yep.
So Super Nothing.
That'd be great. Hey, so we're talking about Joey Chestnut, and I know you want to unpack some of his records, but I just want to ask a couple questions, and I want to tell you how I feel. First things first. Should Joey Chestnut, should he be recognized as an athlete? That's the first question. And my next question is, should he be recognized as one of the greatest athletes ever? Joey Chestnut.
No and no.
Professional
eater. Can I just say no and no?
Yeah, but why? I want to know why are you saying no and no?
Because I had a bowl of clam chowder before I got here. I don't feel like I was going through a workout. You're saying that then every single athlete, every single person that eats food, which is everybody.
Everybody eats food. Yes.
They're all athletes. Because of that, they are.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying Joey Chestnut is an athlete because he trains year round to be able to consume significantly large.
We both train year round.
Significantly large amounts. But I couldn't compete with Joey Chestnut. I couldn't eat 76 hot dogs. You were just telling me off air that you had a couple hot dogs, you know, with beans the other night, and you were full and rubbing your stomach like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. This guy trains. This is not something where he's not a great eater. It's not something where he just wakes up and says, oh gosh, today's the day I'm going to go eat 76 hot dogs. That would be impossible
to do.
I'm
not saying he's not a great eater.
So this guy trains his body.
He should not be recognized in the same grouping of a Michael Jordan, you know, Tom Brady
Why?
Or name
Michael Jordan trains to shoot baskets, right?
Because those are sports. This is not a sport.
Why is this not a sport?
This is an activity. How it's a hobby.
How do you define a sport or an activity or a hobby? Joey Chestnut trains year-round
to be able to win
competitions.
I don't
think
ingesting something is a sport. That's my opinion. You wanted my opinion.
I want your opinion.
If you ingest something, that's not a sport.
I feel like you're kind of in the minority because there are so many people out there that are saying, you know what, this guy.
Most of it's just to tweak you on
but
this.
they're saying that this guy trains. He treats his body just like me. Treats his body like a temple, right? Yeah. And he's able to say, I'm going to be able to consume, you know, whatever. What is it? Shrimp wontons. I'm going to be able to do this. So I'm going to train throughout the year.
What is training
to prepare my body?
What does training include? Just going down to the local diner and saying,
hitting the buffet,
give me one
I
of
know.
Everything.
Yeah.
What does training?
I don't know.
Does it include running?
I guess we would have to find out what his training regimen is.
Why don't we start there? Why don't you call Joey and find out what he does for training?
Yeah.
And then bring it back, and then we could determine if this is actually a sport or not. Right now, based on my ability to eat and your ability to eat and Eric's ability to eat, I don't think that's a sport.
He's the best in the world.
At
eating. We the three
that's
of us.
That's fine. I don't disagree
the
with
three
that.
Of us, the three of us together couldn't eat as much as Joey Chestnut. The three of us couldn't eat, all together, the three of us, couldn't eat 76 hot dogs
okay,
in
I don't
10 minutes.
I don't disagree.
This guy is an athlete. This guy has created his body to be able to consume mass quantities of food. Eric, why don't you weigh in here? How do you feel? Is professional eating...
really want to know?
Well, I'm
yes,
asking you.
We
I do.
Do
want to know. Is okay. professional, can professional eating become be considered a sport?
No.
Thank
why,
you.
But why not?
I don't know.
You haven't told me why.
Because I hate to say this, but there are people that go hungry.
Of course.
And we have competitive eating. Some idiot eats 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Shame on you, Charlie.
Sorry, not impressed.
We are not taking a social justice stance on this thing. He may be the best competitive eater there ever was,
but I got to admit, it doesn't do much to thrill me.
Yeah, I mean, and we can make the same argument that why are we watching professional sports when we got people dying in other countries? I totally get that, and I'm not trying to belittle that, and it's important to take care of our hungry. But at the same time, this is a sport.
No,
I can't.
We're saying no. It's two against one. Find some more evidence. Find the training regimen.
I will.
And then we'll talk. But right now, no, it's
not.
Let's
break apart. Break apart for me some of the things you wanted to talk about, a little bit about some of his world records.
Well,
apparently a non-athlete has a world record.
There's world records on bee stings. Is that guy an athlete?
Break this apart.
No, I want you to. Is that an athlete? So you're saying everything in Guinness World Record book?
I can't imagine that the world record for bee stings exists.
But there are world records. You're saying that every single thing in the Guinness Book of World Records is athletic. Everything.
No, I'm not. I didn't say that at all. Of course not. I'm sure
you're saying he has a world record.
Okay.
So just because you have a world record.
Professional eating, which is a sport.
Hard-boiled eggs, 141 of them in 8 minutes. That's disgusting.
That is absolutely amazing. That is
absolutely disgusting.
I could probably do about two.
What's a Cristal's hamburger?
I don't know. It's obviously a brand name of a hamburger.
Okay.
It's probably
103 in 8 minutes. I'm guessing it's smaller.
It's probably like a White Castle burger.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's smaller. Shrimp wontons.
Oh, my gosh.
390 in 8 minutes.
I might be able to get 90.
Really?
I don't know. I like a good wonton.
90 is a lot.
Nah, maybe not. Maybe I'm exaggerating.
A mutton sandwich. I'm twofold on that one.
I don't want any mutton, period. I think earlier I said delicious, but I think that's probably pretty disgusting.
81 of them in 10 minutes. That's more than he did on hot dogs.
Yeah.
I would think that a mutton sandwich would be a little bit heavier than a hot dog.
I would think so. Check out the Big Macs, though.
I'm covering like one-third of these things.
I know. When's the last time you had a Big Mac?
I'm not a big Big Mac guy.
No, but you've had one
within
right?
the last year.
Yeah, so you had a Big Mac. They're pretty filling.
Yeah,
a Big Mac's filling. He ate 32 Big Macs in 38 minutes.
That's like a long distance run for him, isn't it?
I mean,
38 minutes is
like a marathon.
Well, chicken wings. He had 413 in 12 hours.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like, but I wouldn't want that either. But chicken. But
how about a gyozo? I need a gyozo. G-Y-O-Z-A.
A gyoza.
Yeah.
Gyoza.
What is that?
It's a Japanese pasta dish.
Okay.
Oh, sounds
384
good.
384 of them.
Kind of like a dumpling.
Hostess Donuts, 257 in 6 minutes.
And we might be able to do that.
The donuts, those are small
those
little guys,
little,
right?
The little
it's
guys.
Like a munchkin.
It's kind of, yeah, exactly.
I wonder why he did Hostess, though. This is probably the last one I would have chosen.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they sponsor it. Probably sponsor them.
Yeah, probably.
So, you don't think professional eating could become a sport? I think it is a sport because there are competitions.
No, I don't think so. I think it's... I don't think so. I think it's a...
It can't be. You were saying it's a hobby. It's not a hobby. It can't be a hobby.
Really? I think it's a hobby.
Professional eating is a hobby. Hey, what's your hobby? I'm a professional eater.
Yeah.
I mean, what about the fact
it's a vocation.
What about... a vocation.
It's a vocation.
What do you do? I'm a teacher. I'm a doctor. I'm a professional eater.
That actually is his vocation.
Yeah. But...
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Poker. We know World Series of Poker.
Yeah.
Is that a sport?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. You don't... Okay. Do you agree?
I don't know. I'm just trying to gauge where you are.
No, I mean, poker, like, I can't, like, if the three of us played poker, I would lose every time. I'm not good at it.
Okay.
I mean, those guys have to, you know, they can count cards and they know, you know, they learn the strategies. There's got to be some type of strategy involved with professional eating. Yes, I'm going to research it. Yes, I'm going
to
find out more about it.
But there is something
to be able to say, I'm going to be able to consume this much food in this period of time and do it multiple times for different types of foods and be able to be successful.
One of your arguments with him is that he trains.
Yeah.
So I think that...
Right. We're going to find out what Joey Chestnut's training regimen is.
What his training regimen is. Does it include push-ups and sit-ups and things like that?
Right.
Or does it include going
to
McDonald's?
Now, if we find out that Joey jogs 5 miles a day and lifts weights, does that then make him an athlete?
I think it's an important piece of the discussion. I'm not saying that he's
an
athlete.
I know. I understand.
I'm not saying
that
he's an athlete yet. I'm not ready to commit there. Yeah. But if he's doing something, that's part of it. Yes, I think that would be part of it. Because you're saying that he trains. Well, let's find out what he actually trains.
Well, I'm not saying that he trains. He said that he trains. So I got to find out what he does.
Okay.
So
I mean, I just don't think professional eating is a sport. I don't think you can lump it in there with basketball and hockey and golf and tennis and gymnastics and so on.
Professional wrestling a sport?
Professional wrestling?
Yes. Professional wrestling.
You mean like with Andre the Giant?
Yeah, like Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan. Is that a sport?
I don't look at that as professional wrestling. That's professional entertainment.
Okay, so that's entertainment. So those guys aren't athletes.
They might be athletes, but I don't think they're performing.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka is not an athlete?
No, I think he's a stuntman.
But he's not an athlete. The fact that he can climb to the third rope and then jump down.
I didn't say he wasn't athletic.
Or Andre the Giant can pick someone up. God rest his soul.
But the first of all, the outcome is it's staged. They have lines.
I get the
there's a director.
I don't disagree that it's not entertainment. It is entertainment.
Then how can it be a sport?
How can it not be athletic? Are they not athletes?
But they're not competing.
Could the three of us get into a ring right now and be able to do all the things that they do?
I would kick your living butt right now, but there's that's not really what they're
But what
not
I'm saying
competing.
Is, could we if we got a script, if Eric gave us a script, if Eric was our manager, which he is, if he gave us a script and he said, okay, 5 minutes into this, you know, Charlie's going to say something that really offends you, Mike, and then you're going to body slam Charlie. Can you do that?
I can do that.
You're going to pick me up over your head, spin me around, and then body slam me.
Right this very second? Absolutely.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? To be able to do that, and maybe you could, but to be able to do that, you have to have some athleticism, and you need to be an athlete.
I'm not saying that you don't have to have an athleticism. I'm not saying that you are not doing something athletic. I'm saying it's not a sport. When Eric told us what to do, it's not a sport. When there's no competition, there's not a sport. If Xander Bogaerts is told to go, I mean, this is going to be a crummy example, but if he is...
Baseball we know is a sport.
Well, so why is baseball...
But what you're saying, you're tripping yourself up in your argument because
they're not,
with professional eating, there is competition. You're defining athlete by is there competition. That's what you just told me.
I did.
Okay. So there's a possibility. I will come back with more information.
There's a possibility that
professional eating could be, at least in your brain, it could be a sport.
Is a spelling bee a sport?
I think it is because you train. If you're a speller, you train. Sixth grade spelling bee champ. You're sitting across from him right now. I trained and learned those words.
You just have a very large umbrella that you're putting that you're calling sports.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
Everything is coming in. I don't right now. sitting here talking to you, I don't think that professional eating is a sport.
Okay.
I don't think that wrestling, professional wrestling, is a sport.
You just lumped it as entertainment.
I did. Okay. I just lumped it as entertainment. You know, I see what you're saying with the professional eating because there is competition. But I'm going to find some other examples that there's competition that, but although you're going to put it in the sport category, so
I might.
I guess it doesn't matter.
All right.
I have one request.
Yes.
Can we stop talking about professional eating when we come back from the break?
Absolutely.
All right, Mike and the Hoss.
Olympic athlete, weekend warrior, or just plain old like me, you should visit Seacoast Spine and Sports Injury Clinic. They have locations in Portsmouth, Hampton, and Alton, New Hampshire. The clinic has received numerous awards such as Best of Seacoast and Best of New Hampshire, and they accept most major health insurances. The clinic provides chiropractic sports medicine, routine chiropractic care, physical therapy, and naturopathic medicine. My family and I have been regular patients at the Seacoast Spine and Sports Clinic for the past 6 years and highly recommend them for all of your health care needs. Check them out on the web at seacoastsportsinjuries.com.
Hey, this is Mike from Mike and the Hoss. If you're in the real estate market, start with Fay Moore at Berkshire Hathaway. Fay brings 30 years experience to real estate in the Lakes region. If you're planning on selling, call Fay, and she could set up a complimentary market analysis to value your home and discuss anything you can do to help your house sell quicker and for more money. If you're buying, start with Fay. No one knows the local market better than Fay, and she will find the perfect house for you. So whether buying or selling, start with Fay Moore at Berkshire Hathaway by calling 888-723-0306 or verani.com.
Everyone deserves a treat in life. The Yum Yum Shop in beautiful downtown Wolfboro is offering an amazing deal on their Gingy Boxes. Gingy Boxes are 24 delicious gingerbread cookies with 2 containers of frosting. Gingy Boxes can be shipped anywhere in the world. When you order online at yumyumshop.com, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Hoss to receive $5 off your order.
So don't forget, to save $5 on a Gingy Box, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Hoss at yumyumshop.com. Welcome back to the Mike and the Hoss, 569-5253. You could talk to us to anything except professional eating, please. I'm just
well,
kidding.
If people want to call in, they can.
I'm just kidding. They can call in. You know what it's time for?
It's time for Eric's Wonders.
Brought to you by Skelly's Market.
The convenience store with a little more.
So since, Charlie, you saved the day on remembering what Eric's Wonder was.
Yeah, but typically you save the day.
And we are breaking our rule a little bit on this one. But that's okay.
Right.
That's okay.
Eric had a question, and correct me if I'm wrong, Eric, but it had to do with NASCAR tires and whether or not they had tread. And I kind of phrased it as, why do NASCAR tires look bald?
Right. They're racing slicks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how do you know when they're worn out?
Okay. So a little bit of research about this taboo subject on Mike and the Hoss, NASCAR, is that NASCAR tires are just like our car tires. They're radial tires, but that's the only similarity. Clearly, they have to remain very stable at high temperatures and speeds, and they actually have to provide incredible traction and be changed very quickly. Even some regular cars, a lot of tires now they're using nitrogen versus air, and you could do that. I mean, you can get your Cadillac, you can do that if you want. And part of the reason
where do you get that?
You can get it at your
tire place.
Yeah,
they'll fill it up with nitrogen.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure one of our sponsors, Weston Auto Body, could get nitrogen in your tires if you need some. But so compressed nitrogen contains less moisture than compressed air. So when the tire heats up, the moisture in tire vaporizes and expands, causing the pressure inside the tire to increase. So you want to have tires filled with nitrogen, and that's what most NASCAR drivers do. This is something that I didn't realize, that NASCAR tires have an inner tire and an outer tire. And they actually, inside the tire, Eric, so if your outer tire blows, they have an inside tire that's completely separate. And that's purely for safety, so that a NASCAR driver, if they have a blowout or something, could be able to get their car stopped safely and not just going on a rim. They use different types of compounds for the outside of the tire based on what type of track the track is using. There's still 5 lug nuts, and the interesting thing is the lug nuts are already attached to the tire. So when you come in for a pit change, the lug nuts are already attached to these tires, and they're extra long so that you're able to quickly get the tires on and off a car. You can install, or not us, because this would be actually, this would be athletes that are doing this, the pit crew, because they are athletes. They take the tires off of the car and put fresh tires on between 10 to 14 seconds.
Yeah, it's a poetry to watch.
Absolutely. I mean, so amazing, and the amount of training that they must go through. I wonder if there's any food involved with that.
Probably.
I'm waiting for you to make a comment.
Probably. Yeah. They must be training with the food.
Yeah, you would think so. And then the treadless design, Eric, this is kind of what you were getting at. NASCAR tires look completely bald, but that's not because they are worn out. It is by design. On dry tracks, tires can generate more traction if more of their sticky rubber is in contact with the ground. Putting a tread pattern on the tire helps in wet weather, but in dry weather, it is better to have the whole tire touching the ground. So based on track conditions, based on temperature, and even based on track conditions as they change throughout the race, pit crews change tires whether or not you need tread or want to go completely slick based on what the track conditions are. And the other thing, are you a NASCAR fan?
Wait, I have a question. Did you actually answer the question, though? How do they know when it's time to change the tire?
Oh, how do they know when it's...
I think that's what it was,
that
right?
That was the question. Oh. How do they know?
So the tires last based on... They take into consideration how long, so how many miles is it, temperature of the track, condition of the track, and then stability of the driver. Driver communication to and from the pit crew, they will notice the smallest of vibrations, and that means that they need to do a tire change.
So they're not inspecting these tires when they decide to change them. They're just... They're going by the conditions.
No, they're saying yeah.
This tire has 300 miles on it. We got to get it out of there.
It's not that long, but they're saying that, you know, this tire has 60 miles on it, and we got to get it off. You know, or they might say, hey, Mike, you're the NASCAR driver. Mike, you think you can get, you know, two more laps out of your tires? And you're like, nope, I'm feeling vibration. Okay, get into the pit.
All right.
So that's how they do it. I asked you a question. I'm sorry, I forgot to. I was interrupted. Are you a NASCAR?
You know what? He was going to get on there and say the exact same thing I was.
Are you a NASCAR fan?
Sort of.
Yeah. It's interesting because I'm not a NASCAR fan, but it doesn't mean I can't be convinced to become one. But just doing just this little research about NASCAR, all the intricacies, not only about the car, but the driver, the communication, the science behind it. We talk about analytics all the time with baseball. There's so much that goes into NASCAR. And then all of it, even with all the analytics and everything, it goes right back to the driver. And exactly how the driver feels while he's in that car, or she's in that car, and they know their car so well that they can make a tweak just like that.
Good movie out there, Ford versus Ferrari. Have you seen that one?
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
It's pretty good. And it's about more of the beginnings of NASCAR with the Ferrari was winning everything, and you know, Ford designed a race car to take on Ferrari, and you know, but it was a lot about the analytics of the situation. And this was back in the 60s, maybe 60s
sure.
and 70s. It was quite a while. So, and it's interesting if you're into that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Then there's always Days of Thunder. Tom Cruise. There's a NASCAR movie.
That is a good one. What's the what's
Talladega Nights?
Talladega Nights. I do like that. What is it? Jimmy? What is it? No.
Jimmy Chitwood. No.
Bob.
That's in
Jimmy Bob
Hoosiers.
Or I don't know. We'll have to get that. I can't believe I'm blanking that out.
hit us with cool facts.
All right. Oh, I got to flip my page here. So we didn't have a chance to get to cool facts last week. Cool facts, by the way, is looking for a sponsor. So if anybody would like to sponsor cool facts, let us know. Anybody that wants to call in, 569-5253 or 569-LAKE. You're listening to Mike and the Haas on WASR. All right. So I pulled this one up because Steve Young, former 49er quarterback and Hall of Famer, you know that I love the San Francisco 49ers. They're my kind of my go-to team, obviously, after the Patriots. He is the great-great-great-grandson of Brigham Young, and Brigham Young was a part of the Mormon Church, and I don't think it's a surprise that Steve Young went to BYU. How about this one? I don't know if you knew this one, Mike. Until 1937, there was a jump ball after every basket in the NBA.
Think how long those games were.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine? Oh, they just scored. Okay, everybody come up, set up. I'm
going
to throw the jump ball.
But also, if you had the tallest guy in the court, you could really dominate.
You could. Yeah, you could always get possession.
Like, it's like when you play one-on-one, and you're winners, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So,
but that must have been absolutely terrible to watch. So thankfully, 1937 came, and they changed the rule. The average lifespan of a Major League Baseball is 5 to 7 pitches. Not very long. They go through a lot of baseballs. Pittsburgh is the only American city with three sports teams, the Steelers, the Pirates, and the Penguins, that wear the same color.
Oh, that's cool.
Black and yellow.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. So that's, you know, if you wear black and yellow and you're in Pittsburgh,
yeah. What do we got? We got basically red, white, and blue in down in Foxborough.
Yeah.
We got red, gray.
Yep.
For and the little white and black for the Sox, and then we got
green and white,
brown and black and gold.
Yeah, black and gold for the Bruins.
Yeah. So we're all over the place.
Different colors.
Yep.
This is something that you probably do. Golf balls, when hit by a player, can reach speeds of 170 miles per hour.
I'm shy of the 170. You know,
that's crazy.
I
want to
say
the speed.
I think the number's higher than that now. I think they're closer to 200 with Bryson DeChambeau and, you know, Dustin Johnson. These guys, I think they train.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. All right. So that's cool facts. Looking for a sponsor. Just kind of get us going, and we'll hear some more cool facts on Thursday.
We have a few minutes before the next break, NHL playoffs.
Yes.
Montreal. I thought we were going to be recapping it.
I thought it was going to be a sweep as well.
And Montreal, a little life last night. And,
yeah, they were playing at home.
You know, Montreal just won't go away.
No.
They just won't go away. I still don't think they're going to win the series.
Oh.
I don't think they're going to win another game.
I think they lose tomorrow because they go back down to Tampa.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to beat Tampa at home.
No, I don't think so. But, you know, careful of those teams that, you know, just don't want to go away. Those Game 7 teams, you know, that always seem to be around in Game 7. The Bruins, I'm pretty sure about this, the year they won the Stanley Cup, won like three Game 7 games on their way there.
That's crazy.
So,
yeah. Nothing like a Game 7, as you know.
NBA Finals.
Yeah.
We got to make picks on this.
Yeah, so it's the Suns, Phoenix Suns, and the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep.
Game 1 is tonight, if you've been following.
The Milwaukee Bucks have won a title before.
Yep.
Back when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was playing for them.
Wow. Way, way, way back.
And the Suns have not, I don't believe. They made it to the finals with Barkley, but I think they went up against Jordan that year.
Yep.
And
obviously with the Suns, Chris Paul, we talked about him, 16 seasons, and he's finally made it to his first finals.
Yep.
You probably saw all over Twitter. Giannis is injured, and we know that he's been injured, and he's doubtful for tonight. So I was taking a look kind of at the lines, Vegas lines, as to kind of who to go with, and it's all over the place.
Really?
I mean, you've got all the
– Vegas is always right.
Yeah, but you got all the experts saying, you know, it all depends on, really, Giannis. You know, is he going to be available? You know, is he going to be – if he's going to miss tonight's game, will he miss future games? You know, where is he going to be at? So who are you picking?
Even with a healthy Giannis, I was going to pick Phoenix.
Okay.
I think that they had a harder road to get here.
Yep.
I mean, I think going through the West is a little bit harder. They're healthier. They have two stars out there. I mean, I don't think they have three. I think they have two stars, and they have Chris Paul.
Yeah.
And that veteran who has never won, who's been around, he's bounced around quite a bit, not by his choice.
Right.
He gets traded a lot, and you know,
much left in the tank.
No, 16 years.
Yeah.
So I'm going to root for Chris Paul and root for the Suns, but I'm pretty basketballed out at this point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, We're July 6th, right?
Yeah, we're July 6th.
And we are starting the NBA Finals.
It's crazy. And if it were to go to Game 7, I think the Game 7 is Christmas Eve.
But they did the bubble last year.
Yeah.
Remember the bubble down in Tampa?
Oh, yeah.
And they finished in, like, November?
Yeah.
I think it was November when they finished. They took a month off, and they started up again in January.
Mm-hmm.
Since January, they've played about 70 games. So, really, we've had basketball for 11 out of the last 12 months.
Right.
I'm basketballed out.
I am too.
I'm professional basketballed out. And the fact that there's nobody left that's healthy is telling. You know, it says that, you know, these guys can't go this much. They need that break.
Right. Right. So I'm going to go. I mean, I hate that we agree, but I would like the Phoenix Suns to win, and primarily because I'd like to see Chris Paul get his championship. I think if he wins it, he retires and kind of rides off into the sunset.
Yep. I think it would be a good time to retire for him.
Definitely. So we're just at a. Well, I mean,
we're there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hit some Red Sox, and then we got a whole bunch of, like I said, a smorgasbord of different sports.
Sounds good.
Mike and the Haas. Mike and the Haas is sponsored by the Downtown Grill and Cafe. When in downtown Wolfboro, Don't forget to stop at the Downtown Grill and Cafe. The Downtown Grill is open from 7 to 3, 7 days a week, 364 days a year, serving breakfast and lunch with daily specials and delicious homemade soups. The grill offers the finest organic and fair trade gourmet coffee and tea, several gluten-free options, and a unique and delicious breakfast and lunch menus. So for some of the best breakfast and lunch options in town, visit the Downtown Grill and Cafe during your next visit.
Are you getting married, celebrating anniversary, or just want to bring something beautiful to that holiday celebration? Linda's Flowers has been serving the Lakes region since 2003. They specialize in fresh-cut flowers, bouquets, plants, and gifts. Linda's Flowers is owned by Gwen, who is a Wolfboro native and focused on serving the local community. 569-4513, or stop by their shop, 91 Center Street in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. The shop is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1. You can also visit their website at flowersinwolfboronh.com, and Linda's Flowers will deliver right to your door. After the program today, I'm heading to Skelly's Market in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. They have all your grocery needs, plus more with great customer service. Pizza, subs, fried chicken, and a great selection of meats to put on your grill. On Saturday nights, there's always the much-loved pizza special, with two large topping pizzas for only $20. Skelly's also features Richardson's Ice Cream and the world-famous Bailey's Hot Fudge. Enjoy your visit to Skelly's Market at 374 Governor Wentworth Highway in Moultonboro, New Hampshire, and see why Skelly's is the convenience store with a little more.
Hey, Charlie, you know who else has some great ice cream?
Bailey's Bubble on Railroad Ave in downtown Wolfboro?
That's right. A Wolfboro institution. They're open from 11 to 9, 7 days a week.
Make sure you tell them Mike and the Hoss sent you.
Welcome back to Mike and the Hoss at WASR. All right.
Did you get any Bailey's Bubble this weekend? Any ice cream?
I think I did.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Friday. Yeah. I just want to say it. I think I did on Friday.
Good. That's good. Always good.
It's just a regular part of my day.
Amazing staff. Just very friendly. I love seeing all the pictures on social
very
media.
Very busy.
No, I mean, they were busy, and they were all very festive. They were all dressed up in their Independence Day wear.
Yep.
That's great. So it's always good to get down to Bailey's Bubble.
Your Red Sox have the best record in the Major League Baseball.
They sure do.
Your Red Sox... don't seem to want to lose. They're 10-1 in their last 11 games.
Yeah.
Your Red Sox have gone out to the West Coast and won one of the few series they lost this year was against Oakland earlier this year.
Yeah.
They avenged that.
They redeemed themselves. That's
correct. They beat the Angels last night. They basically throw everybody out at the plate who runs on them.
Yeah.
They have, I want to say they're up to 14 outfield assists.
Yeah.
The next closest is like 6. Your Red Sox face Shohei Ohtani tonight.
Yeah.
And it's going to be tough for
Shohei.
So how do you feel about it? It's not 6-game lead in the East anymore. It's 4.5.
Yeah.
Because Tampa played a doubleheader or something like that.
Yeah. I'm feeling good. I feel like, it's one of these things, pinch me because I still don't believe that it's true. But here we are. First week of July, talking about the Red Sox, and then more importantly, we're talking about the Red Sox being in first place, and they continue to win. And feel free to disagree with me because I know you will. There isn't necessarily a superstar on the team. Yeah, you got Xander Bogaerts, you got Devers who's hitting, but I mean, it's not like I could say it's David Ortiz. I feel like it's a collective bunch of guys that are playing well, including J.D. Martinez.
They don't have that 34-year-old guy who's making $35 million a year,
right.
And they don't have an MVP candidate this year because they're facing an MVP candidate tonight.
Yes,
so you can't compare that. They have 5 All-Stars.
Yeah, which is awesome.
I think 2 of them are legit. I think 3 of them are there because of the fact that the Red Sox are in first place.
First place, yeah.
Because they're coaches' picks or whatever.
Xander Bogaerts,
that
committee is. Best shortstop in the MLB.
Yes.
Definitely. I agree.
It's incredible what they're doing. They just don't want to lose. This weekend against Oakland, those were all one-run games.
Yeah, I know.
And they could have gone the other way. Mm-hmm. Last night, one-run game. It could have gone the other way. Ohtani, I think he thought he hit it out.
Yeah.
It's just they seem to be that team that doesn't want to lose, that will find a way to win. We talked before. That's a really dangerous team.
That is.
They can hit and win. They can field and win. They can pitch and win. They can relieve and win. They seem to be picking each other up. you know, last night they had decent pitching for Perez, good pitching for Perez.
Yep.
They had okay bullpen, nothing great last night. They gave up some runs last night. They had huge hitting from Devers.
Yeah.
You know,
which is awesome.
Three hits, three RBIs.
He even played some defense.
Yeah. Yes, Freddie did play.
Yeah, he did. But and it goes back to the – and I know that I kind of beat this to get to death, but I am okay. You know, if we talked at the beginning of the season and you're like, you know, there's no JBJ. We obviously know there's no Mookie Betts. There's no Andrew Benintendi. You know, that kind of that outfield. I'm okay right now with the outfield of the Red Sox.
Oh, my God, yeah. But when you look around and see how those other guys are doing.
Yeah.
All three of them are struggling.
Right.
You know, especially relatively. JBJ's batting about 150 in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I don't know where Benintendi is right now. I think he's in the low twos. Betts is around 250, 260.
Yeah.
You know, this is a guy that's making $35 million a year, $30 million a year for the next 12 years. It's huge money that they have floating around. Yet all three of the Red Sox outfielders minus – Santana, right?
Yeah, Danny Santana.
Yeah, minus him. All the Red Sox outfielders are not only playing defense, but they're hitting.
Yeah.
They're hitting at least giving you what those guys are. Most of them are giving you a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
Which is great.
Could you jump to one more thing? Yankees, 10.5 games back. I had 10. They're 10.5.
That's always nice to see.
Did you see Gerrit Cole and the reliever there? The closer.
Chapman. Yeah.
Made the All-Star team.
Yeah. And somebody's comment was that to throw in the home run derby?
Home run derby. I love it.
yeah.
I love it. That's but what in God's name are they there for?
I don't know.
Name only?
Name only. But you saw the stats with Cole when he was allowed to use illegal substances versus when he can't, now that the crackdown has happened, and totally a different pitcher.
Can't imagine. Yeah. So that brought this question. Is the All-Star game based on fan balloting the best way to choose an All-Star team? What about some other ways? What about team nomination? Every team nominates a player, two players.
Can I answer your first question first?
Yes.
Okay, the first question is, should fans select the Major League Baseball All-Star team? No.
Okay.
It's absolutely terrible.
Well, I think I kind of hinted at that just based on this.
Well, I'm just making sure that you knew how I felt.
Yep. Player votes.
So you hold on. Let me back up.
Team nominations. So my first
team
nomination.
So we're on a team together. I'm going to nominate Mike Denae to be my candidate.
So I get to pick one. Let's say you nominate five. Every team nominates five guys, 60 guys.
Okay.
And then you make your alter. And then there's a. Well, then it kind of
so
goes
then,
on.
Then who decides
I'm
after this?
Brainstorming. Do
okay,
not,
I got you.
I am. This is
all
not
right,
this like
a
saving baseball.
It's a brainstorm,
this is not saving baseball.
So team nomination is an option.
Yes.
Okay.
Player votes.
Okay, so each player gets one vote.
Gets a vote for each position.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right.
All-star coach chooses the entire roster.
I like the brainstorming, but this is good. That would be a little interesting if you said okay.
Well, they do choose the backups.
I know they
do. The starters.
So possibly. I'm not putting it down.
Committee.
What type of committee?
Maybe a committee.
Just
of,
like an all-star committee.
Yeah.
Made up of maybe players, media, or
veterans. Maybe some veteran players. You know, the committee, and they.
Or maybe some Hall
choose.
Of Famers.
Those are veterans too.
No. I get that, but I'm just saying you can make it up. You know, make sure you have X amount of Hall of Famers on it.
Yeah. Or the media.
No, not the media.
Okay.
Maybe, I mean, they could probably have a little bit of a say, but not.
So which one of those do you like?
I like the player votes. I like having the professionals themselves determine who their all-stars are. They know the game inside and out. They should be able to select who the best players in the league are.
I agree. I think the player vote's the best way to do this.
Yeah.
I think it's the safest, and the players would not gripe
now,
as much.
Now,
you know?
because baseball wants to be saved, and fans are obviously an extremely important part of the game, do you have some type of – can the fans vote, you know, be able to vote for one or two players for the AL and the NL? Like, to be able to kind of go above and beyond if the player said, all right, this is our team.
I forget the name of it, the 27th guy. Remember Youkilis got it one year,
I think
it was.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
That was after everything was done, they saved one spot.
Yeah.
And then they submitted a ballot to all the Major League Baseball teams, and they had like four nominations.
Mm-hmm.
And you hope that you had a representative on your team, and then the fans voted.
Then the fans voted. Because you want to keep the fans part of
it. It was promoted.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, because that could be exciting.
That. I don't think that we've seen some veterans. My friend Parker would argue that, you know, the fans want to see a Cal Ripken Jr. out there, even though he's been out there 20 times. They want to see him out there again.
Yeah.
Or Barry Bonds. You know, so it's hard, but to get the best players that are deserving that year, yeah, I think a player vote is the best way to go.
I agree, and that's what I want to see. I want to see who's currently the best.
Okay. We got about 5 minutes. We're going to do this.
Yeah.
Wimbledon. Novak Djokovic reached his 50th Grand Slam quarterfinal. There's only like four or five other guys that have done that. Roger Federer, at 39 years old, becomes Wimbledon's oldest quarterfinalist.
Wow.
I hope they keep going. I do. I just.
Oh, I agree. I think it's good for
you
the
know,
sport.
I learned a lot when we did the Mount Rushmore of tennis players the other day. And I'm appreciating what they are doing. The Olympics. Sha'Carri Richardson tested positive for weed.
I know.
And she is no longer going to the Olympics. She was the winner of the qualifier, the
right, the Olympic trials.
Olympic trials, thank you.
How do you feel about that? I mean, she tested positive for marijuana. Are we not at a point, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, go pro-marijuana or anti-marijuana, but at the same time, how is she not permitted to compete in the Olympics, but we have... You know, we have our friend who turned her back on the flag and made a big scene and is just completely, absolutely annoying.
And Sha'Carri owned it completely.
Absolutely.
And, you know, she had some issues at home. And,
yep. And plus, can't you, we use medicinal.
It was edible.
I mean, there's also medicinal marijuana.
Well, you said we're not going to go pro-marijuana or against marijuana. Society in general is a lot more pro-marijuana.
I agree.
It's legal in many states next to us.
It's legal in Maine,
to our
right?
left, to our right.
And Vermont,
and,
sure.
And to our south.
And Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's right now it's just New Hampshire, but medicinal is legal.
And I would go out. I mean, obviously, I'm not a doctor. People know that. But I would say that there's no – marijuana is not going to enhance your athletic ability.
No.
In any way.
No.
So it's not like you're taking a steroid or something like that.
I agree. And so this is a shame. This is a shame. I don't think they're going to change the rules, but you know, before she goes. But it's a shame.
Right.
I admire how she's handling it. NHL news. Columbus Blue Jackets goaltender Matthijs Kivianics died of a chest trauma from an errant firework.
It's crazy. Absolutely great. Tragic.
Be safe out there with those fireworks.
I mean, this
is a 24-year-old with his, I mean, just... Everything in front of us, healthy as can be.
Professional athlete.
And he got hit in the chest with a mortar blast from a firework, and he passed.
It's awful.
NFL news, N'Keal Harry requested a trade about an hour before the show started.
He did.
Up-to-date stuff on Mike Denholz.
Yeah, his agent, I read what his agent released, and N'Keal Harry wants to be let go.
Yep, he wants
to move
more
on.
Targets. He says he's not getting targeted enough.
Yeah, where could we send N'Keal Harry, and what could we get for him?
I'm looking for a fifth round pick and a player.
Stephon Gilmore and N'Keal Harry as a package deal somewhere.
Why do you want to get rid of Stephon Gilmore?
He's a defensive player of the year.
Like
he's 31 years old. I think he's
only making $7 million this year. Incentivize his contract.
Two and a half years is the lifespan of a defensive back.
He's still very good. He was good last year.
I'm going to make a prediction right now. If he continues to hold out, Belichick's going to release him. You heard it right here.
He's not going to continue to hold out. He gets fined $400,000 a day if he misses a preseason game.
Yeah.
He gets fined like $56,000 a practice. He's not holding out. I don't think he will.
But N'Keal Harry, they'll probably move part with him.
Hope so.
Tonight.
He'll probably
go to
Actually,
Tampa.
He's going on right now. It starts at 5 o'clock. So
yes.
In 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
The golf match. Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady.
Yes.
Bryson DeChambeau. And
Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
Who you got?
How can you not go with Mickelson Brady?
Oh, it's Mickelson Brady.
I mean, no question.
Everybody's going for Mickelson Brady, and Brady has a lot of people that don't like him.
Yeah.
But Phil has become very popular, especially after winning the PGA. And then it's not as much who they are as who they're going against. DeChambeau has become the biggest a-hole on the tour.
Yeah, he's a dink.
And Aaron Rodgers is the biggest a-hole in the NFL right now.
Absolutely.
So you've got...
You got golden boys,
wonders against a-holes. So, yeah, that's going to be fun to root for Mickelson and Brady.
Definitely.
All right. We want to once again thank our advertisers for supporting Mike and the Hoss at WASR, powered by the MM Shop. Thanks to Faymore Berkshire Hathaway.
I got
to
find my reading.
Seco Spine and Sports Injuries Clinic.
Skelly's Market.
Lucas Roasting Company.
Duran Independent Insurance.
Carroll County Oil.
Downtown Grill and Cafe.
Weston Auto Body.
Linda's Flowers.
Bradley's Hardware.
JCN Shuttle.
Full Belly Deli.
And the Full Belly Bar and Grill.
Mike and Loss will be back on Thursday at 4 o'clock for more sports talk.